adventures in research. The ancient city of Troy, where Paris had stolen Helen, and Menelaus and Agamemnon had set sail from Greece to bring her home again, where Achilles sulked in his tent, and Ulysses outwitted the Trojans by means of the wooden horse. The ancient city of Troy. It became the vision of a lifetime for a man named Heinrich Schliemann, who made of its discovery an exciting adventure in research. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today, it is one of the most unbelievable stories ever of an amateur scientist who held to his vision, the vision of Troy. Young Heinrich Schliemann was a lovesick youth, and he swallowed the lump in his throat, wet his lips, and popped the question.
Minna, I...
Yes, Heinrich?
I'm not good enough for you, I know. But, well, so what if I am nothing but a grocer's apprentice? I won't always be, and...
That is nothing to be ashamed of, Heinrich.
No? Well, I am ashamed. Lifting those heavy casks, selling a pound of this or a pint of that. Certainly I'm ashamed. But, Minna, darling, it won't be long. I'm going to make so much money that they'll all be glad to say that they knew me then. I'll show them all.
Now, Heinrich, what difference...
I'll be the richest man in the world. If money's what it takes to show them, I'll get it. I'll go to the ends of the earth, Minna. And I'll take you with me and...
Pay them no heed, Heinrich. I don't care if you're the richest man in the world, Heinrich. All I
Together,
want is...
Together,
to...
Minna. That's what we'll do. We'll find my vision, won't we? And what a vision. Minna, when I was little more than a baby, my father told me stories of Troy. The ancient city of Troy. The beautiful city. Can you imagine what that did to me? To hear of such a city? I couldn't wait to see it. To walk the streets that Paris walked. To see the wall where the Trojan horse stood. I asked him, "Where is Troy now, father?" But you know what he told me? That no one knows for sure. Some say one thing, some another. That it happened a long, long time ago. And the city was burned. And the sandstorms covered it over. And men have forgotten where it was.
Heinrich, look at me. You were going to ask me a question.
Yes, Minna. It will be Heinrich Schliemann, the man who discovers Troy. And Minna, you will be with me when we find the garments worn by Helen of Troy.
I would be content not to be Helen, my dear. Just to be Minna Schliemann, to live right here all my days.
Huh? Here? I have a fortune to carve, Minna. I'm no common man. I have an appointment in Troy. In ancient Troy, Minna.
Heinrich. Do you love me?
Do I?
Hear me through. Do you, Heinrich? Do you love me more than Helen or Homer or your vision of Troy? Love me enough to forget your vision, to stay here.
Minna, but Troy, the vision I've had, to find that city. You couldn't ask me to compare my love for you.
I do ask you, Heinrich.
So, you're like all the rest, Minna. It's nothing but daydreams from a grocer's apprentice. That's all you think it is. I'm sorry, but I have an appointment to make in Troy. And I shall make it alone then. Goodbye, Minna.
And the next day, Heinrich Schliemann was missed at the grocer's counter. He signed up as a cabin boy in a brig bound for South America. But off the coast of Holland, The ship capsized, and young Heinrich was tossed up on the Dutch shore. And soon we find him, an office boy in Amsterdam.
That boy, Peter, a good worker, no?
Heinrich? Oh, none better. When he isn't delivering messages, he's learning the language. Any language. Declining nouns and conjugating verbs. Oh, already he speaks French and English, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, German.
Such a boy should go far. Too many of them think of nothing but clothes or money or girls.
Not Heinrich. Oh, no.
A boy with such a liking for language might be of some use to my importing firm, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not mind, I would like to talk to him.
Importing service. Well, Heinrich Schliemann, you're doing well for yourself. Without Minna. And now I am to become a representative in St. Petersburg. To Russia. Russia. But where can I find someone who will teach me their language? Not one person in all Amsterdam can speak. The road to Troy seems to pass through St. Petersburg.
So Heinrich Schliemann purchased a Russian book and began to teach himself the language. If he had no tutor, he would teach himself. And so he did.
Heinrich! Must you shout so loud? My ears!
Are you not being paid for it? 2 hours an evening, 4 francs a week. And all you have to do is listen.
Listen, you say? But I do not know a word of Russian.
So? I want someone to be a listener. Just sit there and listen. Now, where was I?
Voy, Mushka, tu Strebsky.
You, Schliemann! Stop that shouting! I'm trying to sleep!
Yes, Heinrich didn't have to hire a listener. People in the same house rebelled at this ranting in Russian. And poor Heinrich was forcibly evicted by one landlord after another. But 3 weeks later, Heinrich Schliemann was in St. Petersburg speaking Russian. At the age of 25, he spoke 20 languages. But for his vision of Troy, well, gold must be piled up before the gold of a buried city can be reached.
Yes? That is it, Heinrich?
I'm resigning, Herr von Hoken.
Well, I'm not surprised. Going into business for yourself?
Yes, sir. Selling indigo. I have to make more money.
Oh, Heinrich, one must think of other things beside money.
Not Heinrich Schliemann. I need money, sir. I have a long journey to make.
You've already made a long journey, Heinrich. From Amsterdam to St. Petersburg and back.
The journey I have to make, sir, is to ancient Troy.
For 20 years, he prospered, selling indigo. And then to California, where in a bank which bought gold in 8 languages, he doubled his $35,000 in 18 months. The vision of Troy burned brighter.
I am 42 years old. I have made enough money to assure myself a large income for life. So, I am retiring.
But, Mr. Schliemann, your railroads here in the States, your importing business, you can't just...
I have postponed the study of Greek all my life, knowing that once I started it, all else would be neglected. I am retiring now. I have the money. I am ready to excavate the Troy I've dreamed of since that time, now so long ago, that my father first told me this story.
But, Mr. Schliemann,
I'm going to Troy.
When When the scientific world heard that the eccentric merchant was out to uncover the ancient city of Troy, there was considerable discussion.
Do you think he believes Troy ever existed? Homer wove the tale out of whole cloth.
Of course Troy existed, at the exact spot where the city of Bunabashi now stands.
Who is this who thinks he can find the city of Troy? Perhaps he knows language and finance and indigo, but excavating a city? Oh!
And Heinrich Schliemann, a copy of Homer in his hand, started his search.
This is not the spot. It is too far inland. Homer says it was near the sea. Here? Never. Too steep toward the river. Achilles could never have pursued Hector around walls built here.
Here. Is here.
Near the modern city of Hisarlik. We shall begin excavation at once.
And so the amateur archaeologist who burned with the vision of Troy started digging. 1 year. 2 years. And nothing to show for it. But then the fateful day when a workman's pick pierced the top of a chest.
Priam's treasure. Look. Necklaces, jewels, ornaments of all kinds. This golden goblet must weigh over a pound. Thousands and thousands of golden objects and ornaments from ancient Troy. I have discovered the tombs which tradition has said are the sepulchres of Agamemnon, Cassandra, and Eurymedon, who were slain during a banquet by Clytemnestra and Aegisthus. This is it. Ancient Troy.
It was to the Greek nation that Heinrich Schliemann gave his treasure trove, one of the greatest that any excavator had ever found in the realm of archaeological research.
In the five tombs, there are funeral offerings of priceless value. Diadems and pendants, bracelets and rings, crosses and vessels, breastplates and masks, all of gold. As I work for the pure love of science, I make no pretensions to these treasures, which I give to Greece with keen enthusiasm. May God grant that these treasures may become the cornerstone of an immense national wealth.
And so it was that from his youth to a day in 1890 when he fell exhausted, the life of Heinrich Schliemann was a fever of activity. With no scientific knowledge, nothing but the zealousness of the amateur, Heinrich Schliemann uncovered one of the greatest archaeological finds of them all. And his discovery is still in the news today.
The University of Cincinnati is busy sifting through the material tossed aside by Schliemann. You see, Heinrich was primarily interested in Homer, and he found on that site 9 cities, one built atop the ruins of the next. In his excitement and fervor, he tossed aside everything, the remains of the top cities, to reach the lowest city, which he believed to be the Troy of Homer. Unfortunately for Mr. Schliemann, we have since discovered that Homer's Troy, the Troy Homer wrote about, was the 6th city, the remains of which Schliemann cast aside.
So Heinrich Schliemann, the amateur archaeologist who rediscovered Troy, died in the streets of Naples. Died among strangers, never uttering a word, and never knowing that his vision of Troy was merely that, a vision. And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratory. Join us again next week for another transcribed story by Dr. Thomas on Adventures in Research.